Can I just mention I have a crippling fear of talking? Sucker Box.
Everybody, welcome to another exciting edition of the Destructo Boxcast. This is Joey, co-creator of Destructo Box. With me, as always, is co-creator Phil. Phil is feeling a little under the weather this week, but with us as well is Bear Warrior himself, Chad Quant.
Hello!
That is not Chad's real voice.
I'm just an oppressive voice actor. Hi,
he's auditioning,
yes, my name
right
is Chad.
Now.
I am just that impressive as a voice actor that I can go that many octaves. How you doing?
Thank you for coming in, Chad. This is actually the first time Chad and Phil have spoken to each other, not through email or text message or anything. So first for everybody.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, you know, how we've like interacted online for so long, but we've never actually met. We're like one of those couples that gets married on World of Warcraft and hasn't ever like lived together.
And now you guys are talking together and still can't really talk together because Phil has no voice today.
I'm just kidding. He's going to ride out this whole podcast.
Phil, do you want to give us the long rundown story of how you lost your voice?
No, I went through puberty yesterday.
Oh, okay, okay.
All at once, it was pretty harsh.
Phil is 12.
Just hair sprouting out at a rapid rate.
There's hair everywhere.
And, you know, balls dropping. It was...
Multiple sets.
It was an interesting couple hours.
It just rushed it through in 2 hours?
Pretty much. It was the expedited version of it, I guess. No, I mean, and then in the hometown where I'm from, smoking is still legal in bars, and apparently I hadn't been exposed to that in years. And within an hour, I sounded like this. So
it's pretty sexy, though.
It's good.
Yeah.
I really think we should keep it. Phil, go to a bar every night.
Well, we did get a comment on the last boxcast that was something about my soothing voice. So, here you go, commenter.
It's more soothinger.
You're like
now.
An NPR radio guy.
No,
like,
yeah.
Low...
Well, I'm thinking more adult contemporary. Like, you're listening to Rockford, Illinois' 104.3 FM LP, broadcasting to a 10-mile radius outside of Rockford, Illinois. You're listening to Toasty Jams, where we don't sweat the heat, we sweat the jams.
You know what? If you put that on and you gave me a glass of warm milk, I'd go right to sleep.
Well, Phil just made all that up right on the spot, too.
Actually, Paul Straw, who's doing some voice recording for us for upcoming episodes, said he just wanted an alarm clock with my voice on it so that I could wake him up every morning and just say encouraging things really soft.
Hey, Paul.
It's time to wake up. You have a big day. You have a big day ahead of you. Everybody's looking forward to some Paul time. You need to get ready.
Just it's kind of a limited market for the Paul just, alarm clock.
Well, all Pauls.
Yeah, no, I mean, I would still buy one. It sounds pretty great.
And just change your name to Paul. It includes the legal documentation to make that happen.
Yeah, you know what? Make the market adapt. Make them change for you.
Business 101.
All right, well, I suppose before we get too deep into things here, this is going to be a light drinking episode. I am drinking George Dickel whiskey on the rocks, literally on the rocks. Chad?
I am drinking a White Russian, which was made way too strong, therefore delicious.
We kind of pregame the podcast a little bit.
Yeah, because we want to save money when you actually go to the podcast and drink some more expensive.
I'm drinking a hot toddy, my grandmother's recipe. It includes honey, lemon, 2 shots of bourbon, and some hot water.
That sounds delicious.
I remember you talking about that being a home remedy. And when we lived together for a couple months, about a year ago, every time I was sick, I'm pretty sure we broke out the hot toddy. Maybe it was just an excuse.
Yeah, my dad gave me those when I was like 12 being sick, and I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
Maybe you had the virgin version.
No, there was alcohol in it. I learned a lot about myself in those times.
Learned a lot, and it still stays with me.
Still stays with all the horror.
All right, so Chad, since we got you here, why don't you give us a little awkward intro rundown here about yourself. Who are you, where you came from, etc.? What do you do?
Who is
okay,
Chad?
Okay, so many things.
Who is Chad?
Well, as you're already probably guessing, listeners, yes, I am a high school jock that beats people up, and I was a character on Saved by the Bell, probably. That's the stereotypes associated with my name. But I am a wonderful man from Indiana, like so many of the other people on this podcast, all two of them. I am currently in LA working with an animation studio called Six Point Harness. Represent.
Great folks.
Great folks. Wonderful, wonderful people. Where we're currently working on a few shows you haven't even heard of yet. One for Good Vibes. It's going to be on MTV this fall. And a movie for Tom Hanks, which is a sci-fi, like kind of steampunk feel movie. It's gonna be great.
So are these actually announced? Do we have to cut all these names and
no,
people
these are announced.
Okay.
There's been a few. It's been in the Hollywood Reporter.
Yeah, I've seen the press release on Good Vibes.
Yeah. It's been around. Actually, Jake Busey, Gary Busey's son, who was one of the voice actors, just went into rehab. So everyone's talking about Good Vibes because he's in rehab. So thanks,
so is this
Jake
the PR
Busey
stunt?
For, yeah, I think it's a PR stunt. I think he destroyed his body just to. Get a little more press for the show.
That's dedication.
It's dedication. Besides that, I am a stand-up comedian. When people will let me get on stage, I am a voice actor for numerous online web series besides Destructibox, all two of them.
What's the other show?
You might have heard me as the cop on Dick Figures, as one person has noticed so far. But it's also another series that they've been really nice to let me be on. Also because it's made at Six Point Harness. So that name's just coming up over and over again in the podcast.
Name drop
Six Point Harness.
Phil, can we add a sound effect for every name drop in this intro?
Can it be a drop of water that just says name? Like a plop and then just like just name.
Name drop.
Oh, shit. I forgot my soundboard. I downloaded a soundboard for this episode.
Well, we'll just pretend that you have it and add it in later in post.
Hey, Chad, keep talking. I'm going to go get my soundboard.
This is, all right, well, I'll keep telling more about myself. Let's see, stand-up comedy. I also run a pop culture blog called Nonstop Karate.
Does it really never stop? I wanted to ask you that.
You know, it's more like once a day. But
okay.
If you read really slow, the
well, if you
posts
just if every post just typed it like at like one letter per minute or so.
Yeah, if you slow yourself down,
it
really
would never stop,
it.
And you would be staying true to the name.
You'd just be like, "Oh, I'm finished with this article 24 hours later, but look, there's a new post. So I guess I'll just keep reading. This is my life now." And Joey actually writes for it once in a while.
Once in a long while,
because he's been doing other things like Destructobox.
Well, I mean, just making cartoon shows. I got other things going on, Chad.
I guess blogging about pornography and science fiction isn't worthy enough.
Hey, I'm halfway through that pornography review. It's going to be good.
It's actually pretty good. It's pretty tasteful. Yeah, the other last thing is we, along with my wonderful, talented partner, are currently running a web comic called Suffrage, which just premiered the last 2 months, and it's an ongoing series, and it'll be bigger than what's a popular webcomic that people love. What do kids read these days? Garfield. It'll be bigger than Garfield.
Yeah, that Garfield, yeah.
Can I tell you I already hate that?
Hey, guys, I got a soundboard. Don't worry about it.
No, you're just trying to do this so that I don't have to worry about it in post as much?
Yeah, exactly. Save I'm just trying to make time. It easier on you. Yeah. So I got a lot here.
Yeah, the audio quality is going to be fantastic. As the soundboard playing through your speaker is being recorded into Skype and then being filtered back into Pro Tools.
Well, I have a feeling that as we listen to the Boxcast going back on like a year's worth, we're just going to see the audio or like the quality of the episodes go down and down and down just the more we get tired of it.
So this is really rewarding for the listeners.
Yeah, you guys
just deterioration.
Just stick with it, and it's going to get worse and worse.
Listeners, this is like having a very old grandfather that you love and respect, and then as the years go on, he doesn't recognize you anymore, and eventually he's just a shell of the man he once was.
He's got the one story that gets vaguer and vaguer.
Yeah, and doesn't even know who you are.
What do the crickets think about that?
Wait. All right.
What are they doing now? I'm imagining crickets disrobing. And
so they took off their clothes, went to the bathroom,
and
Finish the story.
Right, now they're done. Now they're dressed again. Okay.
Okay. It was about to get awkward for a second. I'm glad. What, 5 minutes in, I think it's time for a refill.
Okay.
Wait, are you really already done?
Well, it's a small glass.
Let's talk about moderation, kids.
Let's not talk about moderation. Let's instead go in to news. That was a segue.
Let me go get my drink.
What are you actually drinking right now that you already went whiskey. Through? Whiskey. You just went through a straight whiskey? Oh, I guess it's a baby cup.
It's a sippy cup.
It's a little sippy cup.
In the sippy cup.
And you got your Lego bricks in there. Your cold Lego bricks. Your little Lego bricks in there. You put it in there to keep cold.
My Lego bricks.
Your sippy cup and your Lego bricks. Nothing's changed.
Okay. All right, I'm back. Okay.
Oh God.
So we're in news now. All right.
I'm devolving.
You're devolving. right now you are.
Mm. Oh, I'm sort of an amphibious fish-like creature.
It's like Super Mario Brothers. You're just becoming fungus.
Mm. All right. Now we're in the news segment.
That video game was all about evolution, right?
Which one?
Super Mario Brothers.
I think so.
Well, I mean, yeah, Mario gets bigger. He evolves into higher forms. Like the Fire Mario, I guess, would be the highest form, or maybe Flying Raccoon Mario.
And then they have sex with monkeys and make other kinds of Marios.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's implied in the movie. There is something about, like, Darwin. Monkeys being, yeah. Somehow lizards also have sex with monkeys because Koopa wanted to totally bang Daisy or Peach or whatever her name was.
Okay, so can we just act out our Mario fan fiction for the rest of the podcast?
Yes. I am really good at fan fiction.
I'm just going to read some Darwin.
All right, so news for Destructobox. Phil, do you got any news?
Okay, let me clear my throat a little bit.
Phil, do you want me to tell him about anything in particular?
The whole podcast is going to be me clearing my throat.
Yeah, okay.
We are adding another sort of animator friend to help out so we can keep up with our production.
What? Phil works with a guy we graduated with back at IU. His name is Isaac. Isaac is going to help us sort of pick up some other animation jobs, whether it be promos or polishing some of the re-releases and stuff. And I think it'll be good. We'll have two animators sort of helping us out, you know, kind of giving the bottleneck back to Phil and myself. But I think it'll be good. We already have, I think, three, maybe almost four scripts sort of done. Brian is going to get his next larger scope episode in the next week or so. And Isaac is going to get his first promo, I think, this week as well, assuming we can get all the audio and everything done. So we're going to have a full ship.
The character of Phil's voice sounds like this for some of the upcoming episodes. You're just going to have to deal with it.
We can write in a line. We'll figure out what exactly you did.
He smoked too much, and it becomes a giant PSA on anti-smoking.
Yes. Yeah, Phil smokes for just one episode.
This is what happens.
In instant emphysema. doesn't taste quite like a Zima. Those ads are misleading.
And Zima's gone, too. You can't get Zima anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was
disappointed.
You can
get it if you want it.
Phil's got people who has Zima.
I believe that more now with your voice than I would have before.
Between the south side of Chicago and Gary, Indiana, I can come up with some Zima.
I got you, Zima.
The Zima capital of the United States.
Okay, what else we got here? Snow plowing is almost at 100,000. That's exciting.
Oh, yeah.
We almost have 100,000 views on a video, which hasn't happened in ever, so
congratulations.
Keep watching, everybody. I think it may have something to do with the boob shot on the thumbnail, but I'm gonna pretend it's because it's high quality animation and people love our writing.
Gotta but love it's probably those fetus jokes
and the fetus jokes. That one, I remember the night before we posted it, and we're like, we really have no idea how well this is gonna go. Mm. It's like this is basically one long weird abortion joke.
There's no abortion in it.
Well, in the original draft.
In the original draft was heavily abortion related, but
it's more of a miscarriage, really.
Yeah, that's really a miscarriage.
It's more of a murder, and
then
the baby's
soggy,
not dead yet.
Damp miscarriage.
To be fair to you guys, really, if you were a person that had a fetish for snow-shaped sexual objects, there's really no other place to go on the internet but Destructobox.
That's true. We should probably start another website, Phil.
Snow sex.
Snow sex the website.
.com. Snowsex the website .com. I think more right. websites need to really be forward with, about what they are in the URLs.
Let's go buy that real quick.
And make sure it's clear it's not normal people having sex in the snow, because that's just messed up and weird. What you guys will do is snow people in sexual positions or just snow phalluses. Anything
well, no,
that's sexual made of snow.
There won't actually be any penetration, but the snow people will be very becoming.
Oh, be very, like, very tasteful. Very
they'll like, have the eyes that say they want
come
it.
Come here.
Yeah, the come here and plow me eyes.
Come hither.
Get it? Yeah.
Where are those crickets at?
Wait, okay. Yeah, this is a pretty good download, you guys.
We are really trying to fill the gap left by Howard Stern.
That's a good one. All right.
And,
God.
It's like 80s boing boing talk news. Radio.
All right.
Another news, Joey downloaded a soundboard. I'm not sure.
Another news, guys, the soundboard is pretty bitchin'. Our next episode that Phil and I are prepping now is codenamed Just a Stripper. And it's actually one that we finished back in, I think it was December. I remember because we had Brian plow through the second Christmas episode and then told him we needed him to hurry and get the stripper one done before Christmas. And then he did, and then we didn't release it.
Classic. That's how we do business.
That's nothing like keeping our animator happy. But it's finally coming out. We just needed to take a little bit more time on it, and the Mondo stuff came up. So it's sort of been a long time coming, but I think we're going to finally finish it this week. So that's exciting. Features our good friend Don Barber as a resident of the apartment.
Do not like that Don Barber. Do not care for her.
Tell us about that drama.
Don is actually going to be playing the part of Julie in a future episode, which is going to be more of a reoccurring character.
What? Wait.
On the show?
Not like our transient characters. We get
we give other people characters like Bear Warrior, and then we never write another episode about him again. But Don is actually going to be Julie, another person that lives in the apartment.
What?
And that episode.
We needed a lady. Play lady. Give us your lady voice, and we'll see.
You want to hear my lady voice?
Yes,
I don't want to hear your lady voice.
I'm very good. I have a problem with the fact that you have these amazing characters like Bear Warrior and only Bear Warrior, and you don't think he has a long character arc? He has an amazing character arc.
We would love to do other episodes with these characters again, but it's just when we only can do an episode a month at best. It's like, you know, we've done a Bear Warrior episode. What else we got? And I think if we were doing this as our jobs, I would absolutely love to bring
it. There's something romantic about letting it go also.
That's
what
true.
If every one of your listeners and viewers were to start a campaign called Bring Back the Bear Warrior, and I started a Kickstarter, $1 donations each, and I gave you guys like $30.
And I set the goal limit
set
at
the goal of
$30.
Wait, what do you get for donating?
I will call you and talk to you about your day.
As Bear
as
Warrior
Bear
the character?
Warrior?
No, as Chad, the person.
Chad, can I call you and you talk to me as Bear Warrior the character?
That'll be $1.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry, I interrupted your news with jealousy. I'm sorry, continue your news.
Yeah, I don't actually know where I was, but
you're
that's
talking
cool.
About,
no, I think we're good with the news.
A recurring character.
We got a news? All right, and that was the news.
News! News! News!
Boop, 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 boop. All right, for this week's Negative Comment Theater, I got guest Chad is going to join me.
Hello.
Phil is going to take a breather with the voice things and save it for the rest of the podcast. So this week's Negative Comment Theater, hope you enjoy.
Hey, did you like it?
No, I didn't.
Negative Comment Theater.
I opened this video, paused it, hit the dislike button. I intend to exit this window before resuming the video. If anyone else here has a brain, they would do the same thing.
I did the same thing.
Idiot.
Blow me, brainless one.
Dude, you're basically wasting your time. You go on a video and just click the dislike button without giving it a chance. There are some people here who actually like this. And you saying, if anyone here has a brain, they would do the same. You actually saying that people who like this video are idiots, and that's rude. Hey, I have an idea. Why don't you stop trolling and avoid videos that you don't like and watch some that you do like?
Nah, I'm gonna keep trolling.
Well then, have fun with that, sir or woman. I don't know what you are.
Trolling need a bit of intellect. He's just stupid.
Just gained my respect.
If he was truly trolling, then he succeeded by triggering the exact reaction. If he was not, your comment won't discourage him. Don't even bother, mate.
You should do the world a favor and kill yourself for being so ignorant and stupid.
Yeah, and you should punch yourself for asking someone to kill themselves over a stupid comment.
Says the asexual.
Heh heh, fuck you.
Wow, there's been a lot of improvement with DestructoBox. Glad I gave it a chance because the last few episodes have been good. Keep them coming.
Is it me, or is it becoming more like dick figures?
That's what I was thinking, except it's a box version. Lol.
Yeah, probably. They probably realized that dick figures was more popular and tried to be more like them.
This episode was on Newgrounds way before dick figures even came out. They just now uploaded it to YouTube, so I don't see your logic there.
Oh, right. Well, I didn't know that, so my logic still stands according to what I knew, does it not?
More than likely, but no matter how much DestructoBox ups their game, they just simply won't outdo dick figures. Tongue face.
Stupid! It's not even funny! At least make something funny. This isn't even clever.
You are making a statement on the basis that you know what is funny and clever and what is not. For everyone, it's not even constructive criticism.
Are you calling this crap funny? I'm making a generalization right now that you don't have eyes or ears and thus think this is funny.
Not only did that rebuttal not make sense, it also offered no insight into why you should be able to label something as crap. P.S. You didn't make a generalization, you made a statement. Using big words doesn't make you right.
Hey, did you like it?
No, I didn't.
Negative comment theater.
You notice that they're nicer. They're generally even nicer. The negative comments are like...
Yeah,
they're not as harsh.
People standing up for us this time, which...
Yeah, we're going to have to start really fishing.
Yeah, which is, you know, I'm fine with. I think it's just...
We need more fuel.
Yeah, you guys, you're being too nice to us. I was hoping to have a bunch of really negative comments from BearWare this week, so...
Yeah, so it's because Bear Warrior rocked that.
So Chad could read them to you guys, but it's actually was as soon as one person sort of trashed it, there was people kind of standing up for it, so that was cool.
I would like to call out Karsica if you're listening to this podcast, and why wouldn't you be? Yes, I am the cop on dick figures. That is very astute. Good catch. You are the only person so far. Here is your reward. Contact me at chadquant@gmail.com. chadquant@gmail.com. Please don't sign me up for any porn sites. Contact me, and I'll give you a special prize.
So,
you
know,
Chad,
we
can sign them up for porn sites, though. That's
I mean, the ones I'm not already signed up for.
Yeah, if they're like prepaid, he'll definitely check them out.
I'll give him like at least a trial run.
Please don't go into detail on what constitutes a trial run.
It's not a sexual thing. You try out the material.
Yeah, I know.
And then if you don't like it, you send it back to them, or you write a letter to like the porn company. You say, "Your girls disgust me. You should tell them this. I want nothing more to do with them, sir. My dick is disappointed in you."
And then you send them a picture of your
dick. You send a picture of your sad dick.
With the face drawn on it.
It's just a flaccid penis with a sharpie face.
This is what your porn has done to me. Good day, sir. You're exactly like Willy Wonka. Good day, sir.
So, Chad, you know we can't only send your email on the podcast out to only one person.
What do you mean? Oh, no. I mean, whoever's listening to this, they can contact me.
So, everybody, email BearWarrior at Chad.
Email BearWarrior, and you will prove that you are that account on YouTube, and then we'll work out a special deal. Or maybe you can just talk to me, and we'll be friends and have fun.
How lonely are you, Chad?
I am very lonely.
Chad's throwing out the contingency plan of friends just in case it's a dude.
Well, let's see. We can play video games online. I'm a big fan of Dota, which is a Warcraft 3 mod from 15 years ago.
This is becoming a very different podcast, like right in the
It's just called
seconds.
Chad's Friend Hookup Corner.
New segment. Let's cue that theme song.
Are you still looking for a woman?
I mean,
a very
no,
hairy
I've,
woman.
Let's see. It depends on where the hair is. Like, if on the arms, I'm okay. It's all right. It can be kind of cool. You're like, you know what? You look like you can take a few punches. So
I don't know if we'll make this a reoccurring segment or not, but in surfing for content for Negative Comment Theater, I decided to pick a comment of the week. I would like to, I think, make this a reoccurring segment, but this week's comment of the week, I don't actually have the user, but I did copy and paste it and email it to myself. So if we could get a little music here for the comment of the week. Comment of the week. All right, comment of the week. I like her big boobies. Every female in my neighborhood has big boobies, and I love Las Vegas. All right, that is the comment of the week. Very good. Thank you.
Hey, guys.
Yes.
I call it lost wages.
Hey. Nice.
Do you want to take the time here? Make Destructive Box just officially recommend Frisky Dingo as required watching for any fans? You want to just plug a show that's already made tons of money?
Let's plug a show that's got canceled before they officially wrapped it up. Hey, guys, if you want to love a show more than you loved anything else, get emotionally invested in it and love it super hard and then have it get ripped out from underneath you before you actually finish it, you guys should check out Frisky Dingo from creator Adam Reed and Matt Thompson, the guys that do Archer and C-Lab. At least for me, one of the bigger inspirations is as far as my writing and cartoon making goes. Jokes per dialogue ratio, you can't get much better than Frisky Dingo. So official Destructive Box recommendation, Frisky Dingo. Great, 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 great show. All right, where are we in the show now?
We got no money for that.
I don't even care. Hey, Adam Reed, if you're listening, because I'm sure you are, can you just please email me so we can be best friends? He's going to email guys.
Hey, Adam Reed, I've done work with your voice actors on other things.
Shut up, Chad. He's here for me. He's not here for you.
We're basically friends already.
All right, moving right along in the show here. Let's load up a video for commentary. Talking about episodes. Episode commentary. All right, this week we are watching, as you guessed it, Bear Warrior. Chad is going to join us for some commentariness here, so if you want to take a second to load up YouTube and Destructobox Bear Warrior on the Mondo Media channel, we'll give you a second.
Make sure you wait for that ad to finish. There's probably an ad.
No, I like that. I like that top comment.
I wish Bear Warrior was my father. Mm.
Oh my God!
that's an honor. No, the baby jokes 250.
Oh, yeah. This should be on Adult Swim with 86 thumbs up. Hey, guys, really appreciate it. That's awesome. That's definitely something we'd love to see happen someday.
I interned at Adult Swim, so I can totally make that happen.
Shut up, Chad.
Did you know that if you intern at a network, you can just pretty much pitch any show you want and get it greenlit?
Hey, if that's the case, how come? And this is the first we're hearing about it.
I've kind of not told them about you.
Okay.
I've kind of forgot. All right, that's probably enough time for you to load up Bear Warrior.
Hey, so how do they know when to press play?
I think we picked a noise last week. Is the noise sound something like this?
No, I don't think it does.
Okay, how about this? Turns out I didn't load our push play button noise. Phil, you're probably going to have to do that in post.
Okay.
All right, and we are going to push play now. All right, we're rolling here. Cave drawings. I really love doing those the other drawings for the intros. It's fun.
Can't wait.
Remember when it was 5:03 on the alarm clock?
It did say 5:03 on the alarm clock. I really love that TP scene.
Oh, now it got good. It took good.
The TP took, I think, 6 hours to draw, and it's in the show for 3 seconds.
That's the commitment you guys make. So let's talk about the fighting that Joey and I had during the voice recording for this episode.
Awesome. I think the Phil had already moved back to Chicago by the time we recorded this episode, and this was just Chad and I trying to work through this Bear Warrior character. And I think it took about 2 hours. We recorded 2 complete pass-throughs of this character, and Chad, I think, is still convinced he did a terrible job in the entire short.
Because I'm an actor, and I want to emote. And Bear Warrior is a very docile man with a lot of inner rage, and it's hard to convey that as an actor. So if you liked Bear Warrior, I did my job, but I'm very particular. Let's talk about the cat that was murdered to make that drop.
These music pieces that Alex did are awesome.
Yeah, it really
whisper a lot.
It really kicked the short up into a different level. We were kind of worried about the pacing of this episode, just because we kind of played it more of a subtle, slower pace. As soon as we plugged all this music stuff in, it just really, really changed the way the short felt.
If people want that as a ring, I wanted to know if people wanted that as a ringtone, the Bear Warrior ring out.
Oh, yeah, the Bear Warrior ring.
I do.
I know Chad would.
I would love that.
If anybody else wants that, let us know.
You're going to spend 99 cents on it?
I will spend 99 cents just so that every time it plays, someone around Los Angeles will be like, what is that? And I'll be like, oh, it's actually for a web series I'm in. Pretty big deal. And then I'll get to hook up with that girl, because it's a girl.
It'll always be a girl.
It'll always be a girl. I don't talk to guys anymore.
That cat extra close-up drawing was another one just like the teepee that took forever. It's on the screen for a couple seconds. Just would like to throw out that bitterness.
I would like to actually be impressed that Bear Warrior did kill a bear. Killed a bear at some point.
How many bears have you warriored?
You know, I've never killed any bears. I've shot a lot of turtles with my uncle when I was 12. That was all the hunting I've ever done. So I really kind of channeled that in this rage of Bear Warrior, just shooting at turtles with a shotgun from like 10 feet away. That's what they do in Indiana, guys.
I would really like to point out some of the character work Brian did on behind the bushes here with Phil and Bear Warrior. Some great stuff. Phil really subtly trying to emulate Bear Warrior, like crouching down after him and getting his spear at the ready and all this stuff. I just thought it was really great, and it's still one of my favorite parts of the episode.
It is a really good job. I really appreciate you making me shine. Oh, man.
DBNN.
DBNN. I wonder if we did that on purpose.
Whoa, I just realized that.
Oh, there's our friend Dawn again. We went really all out on her news anchor name.
People are really digging these square boobs.
Well, you don't see those every day.
That's true.
And they would be easy to hold on to.
Oh, here comes the really subtle Bear Warrior in the corner there. No one really noticed.
Don't even see it. It's like a horror movie.
Somebody
and their brother noticed.
Yeah, I killed him.
That is also Dawn again. This is also Dawn again.
Every female ever.
I am haunted by Dawn everywhere I turn. This. Though no video or still imagery of the attack
has surfaced. Actually, the guy, that recorded this part, is sleeping in the room next to me.
That sounds really creepy. That I contact.
Yeah. Especially with the voice.
Yeah.
He ain't getting.
He's my future brother-in-law.
Phil's future brother-in-law did all these voices for us. This part is just great. Really glad that worked out.
Did you give him the context for what was happening? That, like, he was talking about?
No, I don't think so.
But I forced him to watch it after.
Jesus.
Forced him to watch it after.
There you go.
I think we found our new Destructobox character right there. Phil's...
Bert Warrior?
Scary kidnapper voice.
We actually had to re-record the Bert Warrior coming out of Bear Warrior right there.
I insisted.
Chad really did insist. He didn't think he enunciated the T enough.
That's what I do for you people, listeners.
All right, and that has been another installment
of... Hey, look, it's the podcast button.
Oh, new podcast button.
Ooh.
New podcast. Everybody listen to us, because you probably should. Anyway, another episode of Commentary. Talking about episodes. Episode commentary. Just if we do the awkward claps where we're trying to pat ourselves on the back, I think that helps. That was a great episode.
Everyone did a great job.
Everyone really, really reeled that in there.
Especially me.
Especially Phil. See what I did?
Oh, yeah. I'm just getting ready for bed, guys. Don't mind me.
I promise this will be the last episode I bring my soundboard to.
The first and last.
First and last episode of the soundboard. Till I load it with custom sound effects. Then it'll be in every episode.
Remember, bring back Bear Warrior on Kickstarter. Get it going. You're gonna be really disappointed when you look for it and it's not actually there.
So you're saying you're not starting it?
I might start it. I don't have it.
A second ago you said you were starting it.
Yeah, I know, but this is like, I mean, the future when people are listening to it, and I, who knows what happens in the next like couple hours. I might just completely forget.
I may keep drinking White Russians.
Completely
forget what I was doing.
Just wake up in your bed, y'all confused.
Hey, Phil.
We've all had that before.
Hey, Phil. You want to open the mailbox?
Yes.
Phil, let's open the mailbox.
Can I open it?
Yes, please open the mailbox.
It's gonna be very slow.
That would be the time of the zipper sound out of this entire episode. That would be when you play the zipper sound.
No. Then they expect it there. There's no surprise.
You guys are really avant-garde.
Nice and slow.
Nice and slow, and cue the theme.
Pieces of mail stuck in a box. It's mailbox.
It's rusty. Somebody needs some WD-40 on this mailbox.
The worst mailbox ever. All right, so our mailbox this week is looking a little light. So, guys, you should send them some more email.
But, except for this one.
Except for this. This is just a great starter. Let's lead off the mailbox section with...
Well, I'll just say at first when I got this, I thought it was somebody who wanted to do some merchandising for us. And I was kind of half excited.
Okay.
Joey, will you read the email from the Pakistani Boxing Equipment Company?
I will. Subject: boxing and boxing gloves and equipments. Dear sir, we introduce you ourselves as producers of martial arts equipments and boxing glove uniforms. We keep a history of more than 20 years in martial arts, sports goods, equipment, and manufacturing industry. If you wish to develop some new product or have some inquiry to handle, please provide us the detail. We shall produce you the same to your entire satisfaction. This is really hard to read. We assure to provide you the best of our services in supplying top quality products. We confirm that the price of our product will be attractive, their quality will be fine, and delivery would be in time.
And this is not a Babelfish translation by any means.
This is not. But I love that one of their features is they will do what they said and give you the stuff on time. We can supply you with the following equipment.
So guys, just picture DestructoBox stuff on all of this.
Competition gloves, professional gloves, training gloves, punching bags, grappling gloves, speed balls, focus pads, kick pads, shin pads, head guard, mouth guard, chest guard, groin guard, punching sacks, and protector shoes. What's a punching sack?
You punch it.
Punching balls.
It's for your speed balls.
Okay, we invite you kindly to visit our website, redacted, to view our full range of products. Should you require to ask about the above, please feel free to write us. This would be highly appreciated. So I think we've just got our first...
So your answer to that question is...
I haven't said anything. I mean, I don't do a lot of boxing, so...
It's good cardio.
I've heard it's good cardio. Maybe Phil, we should look into this. Do our first merchandising venture effort, into the wonderful world of mixed martial arts and boxing.
Yes.
You know that LL Cool J song, Mama Said Knock You Out? That's a good song.
I can't help but picture like a DestructoBox character punching bag.
Well, because the ones just pop back up as soon as you punch them, that'd be great. But would it be Joey or would it be Phil? Who would be the one getting punched?
Yeah, you could pick your flavor.
Oh God, I like what you guys.
I just want a punching sack. I want to know what that is because they specifically talk about punching bags, punching balls, and then punching sacks.
It's a little bag that dangles. You just kind of bat back. And
punch
forth.
The sack. Yeah, okay. But it seems like the punching sacks and punching balls would have to come together.
You just tap it.
That's how they get you. They sell them separately.
Just little taps from the bottom. All right.
It's called the razor and blade model. You sell the sack for cheap, but you sell the balls at a much increased price, making you buy both of them.
You take a loss on the sack.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Chad also asked his lawyer
about being on this podcast and if it was bad for me.
Chad asked his loyal Twitter followers for some questions for the podcast tonight. Let's see what we kind of got here. Okay, so Chad got some questions from his Twitter folk. Chad is at Quantum Theory, Quantum Theory. I am at J Reinisch, R-E-I-N-I-S-C-H. And Phil, what's your Twitters?
My Twitters?
What's your Twitters, Phil?
At Phil McLaughlin.
Phil's full name.
Phil's full name.
You should know how to spell McLaughlin. No, just,
or OK Fat Chicks.
Yeah, Phil also has OK Fat Chicks. Chad got some questions for us for the podcast tonight. Let's do the first one here. If Princess Leia and Scully from X-Files were in a lesbian relationship, who would be the first to go down on the other?
Scully.
That's a very good question.
Wow. That's exactly what I was thinking. Scully. Scully's definitely the boy one.
Scully's more of the take charge, I would think that. And Leia's definitely always been the more of like, I don't really want to do this for everything. But you know she's down for everything. You just gotta like...
She doesn't les out all the time.
No, les all out all the time, no.
Okay.
If you want a really good Star Wars scene, watch episode 6, Return of the Jedi, and when she gets shot in the shoulder, when they're trying to break into that shield generator on Endor, Han grabs her on the arm where she got shot, but then goes and just grabs her boob for a good, like, 10 to 15 seconds. So it's not a misgrab because he already grabbed her arm. He just, like, grabs the arm and then goes in for a full cup. It's wonderful. Yeah, I just loop it over.
So is it unanimous, Chad? You going with Scully, too?
Okay. Unless it's, like, Slave Leia, where she's always been kind of broken down as a person.
Well, you know what? That's actually what I was picturing, but I still went with Scully.
Yeah, you always Princess Leia, you always picture her in a slave uniform. You never picture her in the white getup, because not nearly as flattering.
Another question. What do you think is more likely, being struck by lightning or getting pink eye from a stripper's breast?
That's a solid question, but I don't know if that person understands how pink eye...
Well, there's a follow-up here. It says, yes... Do you think the odds of stripper getting poop on her breast and then your eye are greater than being struck by lightning? So I feel like they really did look at the logistics of all of it. All
right, well, let's think about how logical a fetish would be for a stripper to rub her boobs up your butt crack and then later that night continue dancing on other guys. What do you think those odds are? And then let's compare it to the odds of being struck by lightning.
Well, I think putting boobs in someone's butt's a pretty popular like stripper move. I don't know what it's called.
Does it work?
I'm pretty sure it works. I don't know what it's called, but I know people ask for it.
I mean, if you come to my bachelor party, that's all it's going to be.
Just rub your boobs up there. Let's go.
Put your boobs up this.
That's not enjoyable for anyone involved. Like, I don't think anyone can like that.
Have you tried it?
No, but I like to keep people away from that area all the time.
Please keep away from them. But all right, we're not actually answering the question though.
You know. I think it's actually more likely to be struck by lightning. There's something about, I think a stripper would have some sort of principle to say, no, sir, I don't think you're going to be sexually turned on by me rubbing my boobs up in your butthole.
Hey, have you ever met a stripper?
I know a few strippers.
They're pretty broken individuals.
Yeah. They are broken. But here's my thing. I think even if they did do it, then they'd be done for the night. Like, if they after they'd done that act, they'd be done. Like, that's
well,
it. I'm clocking
this
out.
This isn't saying that you're, you know, at the strip club. Maybe you're in a relationship with a stripper.
Oh, I guess.
Oh, a stripper after hours.
I guess we could consider this could just be a fetish in the home
but
with like a married couple.
Do you still have to pay her, though?
You should always pay your married spouse.
For sex or anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's not how
that works.
That's
written into my prenup.
She makes you, like, a meal, you should give her at least $10 or $15. Just, even but if it's a shared mutual bank account.
You should be really obvious that you're paying her for it, though.
Oh, yeah. Because
I've heard
you should
they
always
it.
Leave it on the bedside dresser, no matter what it is. I don't know. I don't see the appeal of the strip club anymore. Like, I could see back in, like, the 70s or 80s when, like, you know, nudity was outlawed. That happened in the 70s. You weren't allowed to be naked.
They didn't have nipple condoms yet.
Nipple condoms, yeah. You know, I could see the appeal of going to a strip club now, but, like, I can just go online and see a naked lady. I don't need to go to the strip club.
Yeah, but then you don't get the tactile sensation of someone's boobs in your butt.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, I can see the appeal of that, because at the end of the night, after throwing a bunch of singles at your computer monitor... You still have
you get to
all
pick
that
them
money.
Back up, and you can feel shameful, just the same way they would feel shameful picking up the dollars.
And then
yeah, but then
head,
no one can see you cry. It's actually pretty.
Then you can head to
that's
the
why you
menu
Skype it
and really drown your sorrows. It's like I'm just going to throw singles at this porn on my computer, and then I'm going to go to McDonald's, and it's like.
But
two
then it's
one.
Like a whole other layer of sadness. Pull up another email. Let's...
Who invented the smoking jacket and why?
Oh, that seems like a Google answer. I don't know.
No, I don't think this is...
What is it? What's a smoking jacket? Is it?
It's what you wear when you're smoking. Like, it's like that when you're like lounging in your mansion, that kind of nice kind of
so like
velvet...
Like a Hefner robe?
Yeah, like a Hefner always wore a smoking... Hugh Hefner from the Playboy.
We got off on topic really quick.
I think I
have some vintage Playboys.
All right, let's keep talking about this.
Those are worth some money.
Well, I have them for the Shel Silverstein articles.
Really?
What? I've got some like original Shel Silverstein first press stuff.
In Playboy?
Yeah. It's great.
You should, yeah, especially now, talk like that.
This is the only consistent way I can speak.
You will have to realize there was a time when there was not the internet for pornography. You had to get a magazine from your dirty uncle.
His
and
name
you
is...
cherished it, and you only knew of one or two naked girls ever. Whoever was in that magazine, that was the only girl naked girls you ever knew existed.
You had to get it from Chad's dirty uncle.
You get it from my dirty uncle. He did. He gave me a box of Playboys
actually,
and said, don't tell anyone about these, and he winked at me.
I got my first Playboy from Chad's uncle, too. I didn't even know Chad at the time.
He just sells them on eBay now. But here's a life lesson, kids going through that period of their lives, if you're listening. If your friend says, hey, we shouldn't have these anymore, let's go burn them, you say, no, because I need these forever. And you don't hand them over.
I need these for fun things.
For fun things forever. They will always be tasteful because these girls will never age. And then you never hand them over.
So what was the question again?
Smoking jackets.
Smoking jackets.
I think smoking jackets were invented because when you smoke, you get really sweaty. So you get sweat stains in your armpits.
I think you get the smoke smell on you. So you needed to be separate from your clothes.
Oh, you think it just gets on the jacket and then you just get rid of the jacket?
Mm. Also, it's to look hella dapper.
Yeah, it's also very slick, so when like girls want to try to touch on you, you can't touch because your hands just slick right off.
I hate when girls touch me.
I'm really not a fan of that, so I'm glad I got this super cool jacket.
That's the way to handle it. That's how Hugh Hefner works.
That goes back to the whole pornography thing.
Your pornography jacket?
I hate when real girls touch me.
I thought you were talking about you use a special jacket to watch pornography.
Yeah, my smoking jacket.
Let's do another one from the email, do you think? The first email?
Okay, yeah, it's a good one. Okay. Why do I feel secondhand embarrassed when I'm waiting in line for a single-stall bathroom, and when I walk in it smells like shit, so that when I walk out, I feel the need to clarify that it wasn't me that shit to the person waiting in line behind me? Why should I feel shame for poop that wasn't my own?
That's a very good question.
It's a very good
I'll let you guys go first.
Phil, what do you say?
If I can talk.
Phil, are you gone?
I'm here still.
Phil.
I'm with you.
So I think I speak for both Phil and I. Now, I think what would be more embarrassing, though, is bringing that up to somebody waiting in line behind you. I don't know how you come out of the bathroom and to a complete stranger would be like, yeah, that's not my shit.
Can I share a small anecdote that's very relevant to this question?
Is it actually relevant?
It's actually extremely relevant.
Okay, go ahead.
As I traveled cross-country, this great country of America.
Okay, shorter.
I stopped in a restroom somewhere in Nevada, and as I went into the stall, someone had done the deed already, but he had laid it perfectly, the poop, across the ceramic bowl hole, right? So it just laid right across the gap, unhindered from any flushes. It laid perfectly across the way a beaver would make a dam, right?
Okay.
That was there, and that's what I discovered. I could not flush it. I'm obviously not going to touch it. So I proceeded to poop on top of it. Right?
Okay.
Thinking that would just take care of everything. What I ended up doing as a freak occurrence was laying another level of the dam on top of it.
Okay.
A perfect Lincoln log structure.
Again, chadquant@gmail.com.
This is what happened. So I made an even stronger poop dam in the toilet.
Okay.
Perfect log structure. Like if you were an architect, you would have been really impressed. The way the first one held up the second
okay,
one.
Okay, you're really going into like intense detail on this.
I had to leave that bathroom knowing that I had created a chain reaction because I couldn't go out and tell someone in that restaurant that they needed to clean the bathroom because they would assume that both of those works were mine. So you just leave with that shame and don't say anything or don't fix the problem.
But I think the question is there was someone waiting to go into the bathroom.
What I'm saying is the third person, whoever entered that bathroom after me, and had to do the business, would have seen both of those there and knows, and they couldn't themselves go to the help and get it fixed, they would have had to just keep adding on to it.
Ah, so it's you just continue the cycle.
It's a terrible Twilight Zone episode.
Okay, so...
Or
maybe
stacking.
They could take pride in being a part of something bigger than themselves.
Yeah, I like to think... This is about a year ago. I would like to think that it's still going today. That's a very personal story.
Sounds like the poo mecca.
So, if you want to send us any other questions, boxcast@destructobox.com. We'd be happy to answer, as you can tell, pretty much anything. Send us your show questions, your suggestions of stuff you'd like to hear in the show. I don't know, things you want us to check out, et cetera, et cetera. We'll look at everything. And real quick, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to Ben Upton. He sent us a link to an Arnold Schwarzenegger anime called The Governator. You guys should check out. It's pretty funny. Quick promo for the thing. Ben actually also drew a robot eating spaghetti at my request for the wall of my office, which it is still hanging up there. So thank you very much for that, Ben. Continue sending us stuff. We'll be happy to read all of it. So that's the mailbox. Pieces of mail stuck in a box.
It's mailbox. Shouldn't end it on a poop story. Sorry about that.
That's how they all end.
I will totally understand if you guys cut out the poop story.
That's all it's going to be.
It's just that. It just starts me going, so I'm traveling the country.
No, Joey will introduce you.
Jack Kwan.
Our guest this week
randomly...
is Jack Kwan, who does the voice of Bear Warrior. And then you immediately go into the poop story.
Apropos of nothing, go into the poop story.
And then we record the rest of the episode tomorrow when you're not there.
God, he was fucking weird.
Oh, well, I think that's going to about wrap it up for episode 2 of the Destructo Boxcast. I would like to thank our special guest, Chad Bear Warrior Quant, for stopping by.
Thank you very much for having me. I hope there are future Bear Warrior episodes.
They're very well maybe.
We're waiting for that Kickstarter return.
Yeah. Send us the link to Kickstarter and we'll talk about it on the podcast. I'm not sure what we can offer people for it, but hey, if you guys want to buy Bear Warrior another episode, we're apparently really cheap.
I'll call and talk to you.
Yeah, Chad will call and talk to me about the second episode of Bear Warrior.
And they pay and Chad calls Joey.
Chad has all the checks. Again, check out Chad's stuff at nonstopkarate.com, where there's great blog stuff with fellow Destructo Box pals, Matt Lohman, who was Damascus in Time Battles, as well as Kyle McVeigh, who was the Explosive Magico guy, and I think he's been in a couple episodes now, another good friend of ours. So nonstopkarate.com, as well as Suffrage Comic, is that...
That is correct. It is brand new and looking great.
Suffragecomic.com. Chad is the writer, and Lynn is the incredible artist behind it. What page are you guys on now?
We are on page 5. It's an ongoing story, so we're slowly releasing each page.
Is it like a page a week, or is that what you're aiming for? Or
Every 2 weeks, actually. We'll keep doing updates and talking about our lives and things you don't care about.
Okay, so suffragecomic.com. If you would like to... know more about DestructoBox, you can go to our website, destructobox.com, where we have links to our episodes on Mondo Media, which is youtube.com/Mondo Minishows. You can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/DestructoBox, on Twitter at DestructoBox. Email us at boxcast@destructobox.com for any of your questions, suggestions, etc., and we will be happy to take a look at that. Until next time, that is episode 2 of the Destructo Boxcast. Okay, so
we
gotta
whisper for this last part.
Phil, you can actually do this segment.
I can whisper.
Phil, hey Chad, the podcast is over.
Is it?
We're gonna do a secret for the people that are still around after the theme song.
Like personal details about myself.
Yes. Go on.
One time, my dad told me.
No, Chad, stop.
Okay.
Okay. These people
just
are listening.
Call me later.
Just call Chad later. ChadGuan@gmail.com. So,
I want to hear that story about your dad.
It's his creepy uncle.
One time, my dad told me. The crying was courage leaking out of you. I was 7.
So, we have a special bonus for you guys still listening to this nonsense. What should we get? What should we give them?
Bear Warrior.
Pictures of Chad. Just as Bear Warrior.
Chad, do you have like a high school photo we can give him?
Nothing tasteful.
Can you give us like a glamour shot?
A kindergarten photo?
I don't know. I might be too young.
No.
So for your special... Oh, wait. Whispering. So for your special bonus for this week, go to destructobox.com/...
Boob aliens.
Boob aliens. One word. BOOBALIENS. I almost forgot how to spell it. I have posted a... wallpaper made up of the campground reenactment scene with everyone's favorite boob aliens and penis trees. So download that, enjoy that.
Or you could Twitter at me, and if you say the phrase, Bear Warrior, you are my god, I will twit pic at you a sexy pic.
Or you can Twitter at Chad or at Quantum Theory. Bear Warrior, you are my god, and Bear Warrior himself will send you a sexy pic.
I will follow through with that.
Wait, spell that for me again. It's Q U A N as in Nancy, D as in dog, T as in Tom, U M Theory, T H E O R Y.
Quantum Theory.
And what am I supposed to say?
Bear Warrior, you are my god. And I will send you a custom sexy pic. I just shaved recently.
Everything. How often do you check your Twitter?
All the time, because I'm very lonely.
Just, you should check it right now.
I really think the super secret after party is now as long as...
Oh my god. Oh my god, I got tweeted at.
You got tweeted at?
Yeah. Oh, it's from Phil. So I'll just send him more sexy pics.
You should twit pic at him right now. So it's proof.
Okay.
Sexy pics?
I'm gonna go into the bathroom right after this podcast.
Hey bitch, where are my sexy pics?
I take a sexy pics and I will send it.
All right.
So if you look it up, you will see proof.
Chad, whisper. God.
Sorry.
It's after the podcast.
I can't control the volume of my voice. I will send a sexy pic to Phil right now as proof. So you can see that. It'll be public.
All right, so bonuses, destructobox.com/boobalien for your wallpaper, or tweet at Quantum Theory, Bear Warrior is my god, for a custom sexy pic, as he puts it. Thanks again for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time.